Welcome to the ABM Conversations Podcast, the number one podcast for B2B marketers wanting to explore timeless account-based marketing strategies to drive revenue, customer engagement, retention, and everything that makes sense to both marketers and sales folks. No more fluff. No more vanity metrics. Live from India, made for the world. And now your hosts, Yog and Manish.
Interesting topic today. Don't be so data-driven. And, you know, coming from me, Yog.
And this is me, Manish.
I'm sure this is surprising as much for all of you here, because we as marketers ourselves tend to think that we are data-driven people. And when we say we are data-driven people, it's also making a lot of sense for us. And it gives us some sort of validation when we come up with an idea and try to validate it with our respective bosses and what we want to do and all of that. For instance, even if you're investing heavily on one particular social medium to test out your ads or your content, you tend to rely on the one that is going to give you the most significant returns out of it. For me, LinkedIn has been one. But that said, why are we saying that let's take a step back and see or even go about saying that let's not be data-driven at all?
Right. So let me set some context up front so that we can go deeper into this topic today. Whatever you just said, Yag, reminds me of a beautiful joke that I heard a few years back. And in that joke, there's a mathematician, a professor, a hard-charging, data-driven guy who is one day coming back from a pub or a bar, walking to his home. And on his way home, he loses his keys. And he is crawling on his hands and knees under a lamppost when one of his friends walks by, and he stops and asks this mathematician, saying, "Hey, professor, what are you doing?" And then the mathematician says, "I lost my keys while coming back from the bar." And this friend looks surprised and asks, "But why are you looking for keys here? The bar is over that way." And then the mathematician comes back and says, "But it's dark over there. I can only look for keys where there is light," right?
And this is exactly a problem that we see on a day-to-day basis with respect to digital marketers and website marketers. The kind of things that we measure are the only things that are visible right in front
exactly.
of us.
Exactly. I think data is confining in that sense. We only look at things that are obvious to us, but then we tend to oversee things that are in the dark, that are unseen, that are not obviously out there. And that's what we as marketers, I think, are guilty of doing most of the times, right? And what's important for us in this context, in today's context, is take a step back and free ourselves from the hype of being data-driven all the time. We are not totally negating the fact that you should look at data, you should consider data when you're planning things, when you're measuring things. But maybe obsession is not the right approach when it comes to using data in your day-to-day life.
Right. It's also in many ways like seeking consensus to a new idea or a validation. So if you're always going to look for data, if you're always going to look for some sort of validation through that, you might never take a first step. For instance, let's say I'm bootstrapping and I'm starting a company and I want to test out my product. Now, if I'm going to go after what companies in similar with similar products in the industry have done, and what have they succeeded with, and what has been the failures, and try to put that into perspective for my business, and then it means that I'm probably making all the wrong assumptions already, because some of the things that might not have worked for them could have been because of the kind of product that they have built and some of the things, the issues that had the product, rather than saying that this market is not suitable for me also, looking at that it was unsuccessful for them. And in many ways, it's also about consensus, and not having consensus is because it's always better to pick one and go and see how that pans out for you and retrospect later, rather than trying to be upfront and saying, hey, data says this, so let's not waste our time here.
Exactly. So the other side of the issue is, if you are not supposed to be data-driven, then what are you supposed to do, right? And here, we are here to suggest that The opposite of what you can do for not being data-driven is be, you know, follow your gut. I mean, try to follow what you think is right instead of measuring data, instead of looking at data all the time. There are tomes of research and books written about this topic, and our today's podcast is definitely inspired by some of the books that we have written, read in the past. For example, there's this book called Predictively Irrational by Dan Reilly. There is another book called Alchemy by Rory Sutherland. And even the father of modern marketing and advertising, David Ogilvy, right? He once said that the trouble with market research and marketing is that people don't think what they feel. They don't say what they think. And they don't do what they say. Basically, people are irrational. The customers that we are trying to resonate with in our day-to-day life as marketers, they don't behave in the same way physics does, right? They are not something that you can pigeonhole and box in certain scientific parameters, and you can understand the patterns in a empirically predictable way. They are very irrational. And that's where you fail when you are overly obsessed with the availability of certain data.
Right. So, in fact, what you just said, Manish, reminds me of a very famous quote of Mark Twain. He says that lies, damn lies, and statistics. Right. Yeah. So, it's a very, very famous phrase. And one of the key things is that when we tend to look at these numbers, we look at it in a very absolute manner. And once you do that, we are definitely missing out the context of where we are measuring something. And that's what we mean by let's not be too obsessed with data. 90% of the time when we look at data, if we are not looking at the context of that, for example, it could be that saying my company grew at 40% this year. Now, that could be really interesting at the outset, but in reality, is that my profitability might have taken a huge hit.
Exactly. Great point. I think that's a beautiful point that you brought up, Yag. I think statistics can be very manipulative if they are used in isolated, context-less manner, because statistics is something that is useful when you use them in relation with a context or a meaning to what it implies. But let me rewind this conversation a little bit and give an example of what I think is a good case study of not being data obsessed, right? If you have heard of Ramit Shetty, he's a financial advisor and author of a few books. When he started out his business called iwillteachyoutoberich.com, he started a newsletter, right? And the market hype during that time when he started out the newsletter was, if you come up with certain design templates with certain font types and certain button colors, there are high chances of customers converting to your newsletters than not doing so, right? But Ramit Shetty, he took a completely opposite direction in his newsletter, and he started sending his newsletters in a plain vanilla text and white space template that you get from, for example, a friend or a family member, right? And that really flew off because he took a contrarian view of saying, hey, if I'm going to reach out to my customers, I want to build genuine relationships with them that feels like messages coming from family or friends, right? And that really worked. And he was able to grow his business of blog subscribers from hundreds to, say, for example, thousands, right? And that, I think, is a classic example of what we are talking about here, about not being data-driven.
Right. So that's what the core issue is, right? So when we tend to be too much focused on data, we probably always are solving the wrong problems and we are focusing on the wrong issues. For instance, when I see people discussing and debating about what should the color of a CTA be on a landing page, I really think that doesn't matter. If you're looking at the heat maps and you're trying to say that, hey, people are clicking more on this space and I'll put a button there, that probably makes sense.
Right.
But saying that, changing the color from green to red will increase clicks.
Yeah, that's nitpicking, and I think you're missing the bigger picture.
In fact, that is not even data. I would say that is an opinion.
Right.
And secondly, what is happening with this is that we also have to understand being way too focused only on data also comes at a cost. right? So what I mean by this is that there is a lot of value on creativity that adds value to your resonance when it comes to customers, right? So with the newfound focus on mastering your skills towards data and data-driven insights, creativity is no longer driving the message. You're even trying to kind of measure how a title works in terms of data. Say, for example, I've seen several people using tools like EMV and ShareThrough, Headliner Analyzer and all of that to see if what is the score that I get for the headline and if that has an impact on driving the number of clicks. And I'm not sure how much subjective it is and is it really data. That is one. And secondly, you know, you need to also understand that at the end of the day, as marketers, we are selling to people, and people well, it's like sold to another set of people to people, and they are going to make decisions on an emotional basis. When decisions are made, it's often made at an emotional level, and then data or rationality comes at a later level to substantiate and convince the people within the team to make sure that they see this as something that is validated and, you know, proofridden.
That's right, Yag. So what is the takeaway of all the things that we have discussed so far? The takeaways that I gather so far is, you know, don't always be A-B testing things to date. Don't solve for the wrong problems. Don't optimize for the wrong things. Go by the gut feeling whenever you think it's the right thing to do, and sacrifice data if it means doing the right thing. And be a contrarian. It has merits of you know, over data a lot of times. And even if you have to use data, use it in a judicial, contextual manner. I think that's a better approach to take than being blindsided by just the data that is available to you, because you overlook all the other possibilities that might have an impact on your marketing.
Right. So that said, we would conclude this episode by also, you know, bringing this point to notice that data is not bad. It's just that you need to use it in a very judicious manner. And smart people or smart marketers are the ones that combine data and creativity together to optimize the right kind of results or the optimized versions of your results.
Right. With that being said, this is me, Manish, signing off from today's episode.
And this is Yag. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the ABM Conversations Podcast. Make sure you subscribe and share your comments with us. We're constantly looking for your feedback, thoughts, and suggestions to make the show more relevant to you.